Hello, folks. This is Luke Clayton, and Larry Wysoon sitting around the other side of the campfire with us this morning. We're going to talk deer hunting. And, you know, last week we talked about hunting around scrapes. Larry's going to enlighten us on rub lines and hunting around rubs. Larry, good morning to you.
Good morning. I'll tell you what, I'm excited. We're not that far away from starting to find fresh rubs. Now, one of the things I like to do is I like to find those trees that have been rubbed in the past, because that tells me there's been a buck in that area, and there's a good chance some of these old mature bucks will return to the same spot to do some serious rubbing. Now, when that velvet first starts coming off, and we're not that far away from that, what happens is testosterone levels increase, constricts the blood vessels that have previously been carrying all the nutrients into those antlers that they've been developing. It starts cracking. They start rubbing it to just kind of get rid of it, and they'll eat it. Then you'll start seeing a few little rubs here and there, just kind of hooking the bushes kind of stuff. Won't be long after that, these bucks will get real serious about rubbing this. And basically what they're doing is strengthening their neck muscles for the fights that are coming in the future. And maybe it's also kind of a way just to kind of relieve some tension as that testosterone level starts increasing.
You bet. Larry, the age-old question, the size of the rub equates to the size of the buck. Do you think there's any correlation there?
I think that you find deer, again, they're individuals. You'll find some of the younger bucks that have got a huge ego, and so they may be rubbing on a big tree. But generally, it can be said, there's always exception. Generally, the bigger, older mature bucks have a tendency to rub on the bigger trees. Now, the one thing that I look for is when I find a rub is always look at the surface, of course, first the size of that tree, the diameter of the bush, whatever, relative to what's there. But once I do that, then I look at the surface of that rub, and if it's real smooth, in most instances, that buck's antler is going to be very smooth around the base and the brow tine. Now, if it's got big old deep gouges in there, tells you pretty much he's going to have a bunch of little kicker points, you know, to where he's really kind of digging in with that thing, and you can see the roughness. Now, also, if you have that opportunity, if you find the right rub, a lot of times you can find a bush on the back side of that rub, and you can see where the tips of those antlers kind of caught that surface or that bush beyond that major rub. That gives you some idea, too, as far as tine length and maybe even spread. So there's a god-awful amount of stuff that you can learn just by finding these rubs.
You bet, Larry. Now, the early, what I call velvet rubs that take place sometimes late August, September, when the bucks are rubbing the velvet, that's different than what we'll call a sparring rub, a rub that the buck is later in the breeding season when he's actually fighting bushes, which strengthens his neck muscles and gets him ready to do battle with other bucks. So some of those early rubs, I doubt if the bucks ever really return to them.
You know, they may, but chances are they won't. But again, to me, when you start seeing those, it tells you, okay, the bucks are coming out of velvet. Yeah, you're seeing, you know, maybe hardened antlers. But it also gives you the presence of that buck that's there. And we're fortunate throughout the High Plains. We've got some really good early seasons with archery. And generally, when you find those may be some of those places that I'd return to hunt, just simply because those bucks are probably still in that area at that point where they were rubbing that velvet, as opposed to a little bit later on as you get closer to the rut, rather.
Well, Larry, we are just about out of time for today's show. I know that we'll have some interesting topics, and they're going to be probably centered around deer hunting, and I look forward to getting back with everybody this time next week.
Same way here. Really appreciate the opportunity to be with folks.